We are glad to present your speaker, Don Blackwell.
What does Ecclesiastes chapter 3 mean when it says that there is a time to die? Is this teaching us that God has appointed a time for each of us to die? Let's read the passage together. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. It's a very familiar passage of Scripture. The Bible says, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance." And the passage continues by telling us a number of things that there is a time to do in this life. But particularly this question asks about the verse where Solomon says that there is a time to die. What does that mean? Well, it's merely a general broad observation and a list of things that happen in life. It's showing us that life is a predictable progression and that all of these things are going to happen. Sometimes people may look at this verse in passing and think that it is teaching that there is a set time for each of us to die, or that God has predetermined the exact time of our death. And some people believe that when God is ready, He takes us. But you know, sometimes at an untimely death of a teenager, someone who is killed in an accident, sometimes people will say the Lord wanted him in heaven, and so the Lord took him from us. But friends, that's not biblical. In a case like that, the death was not God's bidding. It was a consequence of man's sinning. If that were true, then we certainly could say there were an appointed time. But that is not what the Bible teaches. How would you explain a case when a person committed suicide, if that were indeed the fact? The fact is, people have always been capable of taking their own lives, and people can almost always take measures to lengthen their lives through things like healthy eating and exercise. Now, I'm not denying the fact that God works in men's lives and that He sometimes may intervene. I feel quite sure that through the ages, many sick and suffering Christians have prayed for a quick crossing over Jordan and that God has granted that request. But that's far from saying that God has appointed a specific time when each of us are going to leave this life. Sometimes men die simply because of their own sin.